The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s
toward the unknown region.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Here comes
Radio Mi Amigo from the LBAP.
Sie hören Chris B.
und Les Neumann.
Aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Song.
Head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
You walked out of my dreams and into my heart, and I know that can't be bad. My mind, and it's for you, just for you.
Why, hello. Good to see you, I think, Mr. B. And you as well, listener.
I've turned my microphone on now as well. That was Genevieve, and she was the wife of Ronnie Lane, Small Faces.
Then there was Bob Crow there.
We began with Music to Watch Girls by. You wouldn't get away with that now.
No, the Bob Crow Orchestra was the orchestra of Robert Crow or Bob Crow. A very well-known songwriter in the US, wrote most of the hits for the Four Seasons. Also did stuff for lots and lots of Bobby Darin, Roberta Flack and Barry Manilow, and wrote lots of stuff. In fact, some of the hits you'll know: Bob, Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, Ragdoll, Silence is Golden, which, yeah, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, which was another hit for the guy that done that. Oh, what was his name? Oh, I've forgotten his name. Anyway,
this is Les Newman.
I'm back as normal, folks.
In the newsroom today, and my name's Chris. There are some monsters today.
Yeah, Andy Williams, that's the name I was thinking of.
Yeah, yeah. We began with Bob, the Bob Crew Generation, and Music to Watch Girls by on Stateside. Well, this is for those of us who are feeling like we could walk like men today. We are the men. You know, I'm trying to get round to the Spencer Davis Group, and I'm a man.
About this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
Yeah.
We're at the start of 67, and that was on the same record label as early Pink Floyd singles, Columbia Records. Circus with a Female Clown, those were the Fingers.
Yeah.
What do we know
it's
about
also
them?
On the Abbey Road Psychedelia album, which presumably means it was probably part of the same studio outfit.
Which
yeah?
presumably means it came out about 2000-ish.
Yeah, but that would... interesting. The Fingers were around the early 60s. They were a solid type band that played a mix of the Kinks, Moody Blues and the Beach Boys. And obviously they were doing a bit of... They had a couple of albums, actually.
Well, the other side in the moment, we began with Spencer Davis Group, I'm a Man, and the B-side, I Can't Get Enough of That, on Fontana Records. But on the label, it said an Island Records production, yeah. And soon enough, sure enough, Spencer Davis, the best of, would be on the Pink Island record label. And, of course, this was Stevie's last single with Spencer Davis Group.
And then the B-side, well, I thought was a bit sort of around the time. It's a bit like Sam and Dave, which we then played.
Les mentioned Sam and Dave, and sure enough.
The Notice Red in that, well, that because obviously the big hits of those two bands were around at that time, so it was very similar.
You're pretty astute, Mr. N, because released this week, it's a Sam and Dave single. Yeah. You Got Me Humming, which we played, and there is indeed an Otis Redding single, which we'll play in a short while.
Well, that was the height of their career, wasn't it? Hold On, I'm Coming was 66.
Yep.
And then later on this year, you'll get the, what was the one we said? The massive hit, wasn't it?
Soul Sister, Brown Sugar and Hold
Soul
On.
Soul Man, that was it.
Soul Man.
That was in November of 67, so we'll no doubt be playing that in a few months' time.
So we will play the Otis Redding one.
Okay, interesting.
That will be Try a Little Tenderness. Okay, The Fingers and All Kinds of People. Sounding a little bit more like Pink Floyd, maybe.
All kinds of people say that I'm no good without you. All kinds of people say that I'd be lost without you. I'm only happy when you hold me tight. I get the feeling that all these people could be right. All kinds of people seem to think I lost my heart. Say I'm helpless every time that we're apart. All kinds of people say that I love you, but even somehow I seem to get that feeling too. La 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 la
young girl, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care. Soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it.
At towardtheunknownregion.com.
You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Do that thing. The trouble with Monday, it comes around every week.
Comes around every week.
And the trouble with the foreman is he wants to play hide and seek.
Wants to play hide and seek.
Round every corner on the factory floor, snooping on the men to make them give him much more. And I'm the kind of man who likes anything. La 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 la. Do Saturday do, which is followed by Sunday.
Any trouble parking your hover car, Les?
Oh yeah, then Tomorrow's World with it was Raymond Baxter, wasn't it, originally? And then then James, was it James Burke?
I think he was there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I've got a better sound. I think I've changed the
It was
battery.
A program that they were looking at things probably in development or possible ideas that would be probably in the 80s. But we're talking about the 60s. These were ideas that would be around by the end of the decade.
Yeah, time machines and...
Yeah, and funny enough, one of the things was mobile phones, wasn't it? I think one of the early things. Personal video phones.
On your wrist.
On your wrist. Yeah,
we didn't quite get there, but yeah.
Yeah, but everybody has a video phone now, effectively.
Yeah, Yeah. Tomorrow's World, the Brass Chorale on Columbia Records, preceded by the Silvers and the Trouble and the Poindexter Brothers. Get Your Backfield in Motion on Verve Records. Yes. And Otis Redding and Try a Little Tenderness.
Which was...
from a long while ago, Les, originally.
Yeah, originally written by Jimmy Campbell in 1932... and featured on Bing Crosby, was the first person to record it, 1933. And then, who else? Well, there's so many people recorded that song. In fact, even Frank Sinatra on his debut album recorded it in 1964. So it's that song goes way almost to the time my father was born. So my dad would be 2 years old when that was...
So these were the new singles on the 20th of January 1972? Goodness knows.
1967.
Clearly I meant 1967.
The Silvers we had there was very reminiscent to me of listening to the Pirates. So the sort of tunes they used to promote a lot, the harmony pop songs, wasn't it?
You'd hear them once or twice and then they'd fade away and move
but
on.
But it was very much the sound of the times, which was leading up to the Summer of Love, which was to follow.
And the problem was, and always has been, there were so many singles released each week. This week, 56 of them. So only one or two could end up in the charts, and the rest may or may not have got played at all.
Of course, the Pirates played... I guess they got a load of promos, didn't they?
And they didn't have needle time, which the BBC had to comply with, which meant they had to have Bob Miller and the Miller Men recreating and Joe Loss recreating tunes of the day. Well, look, we've gone into the future with Tomorrow's World. Here is music from the future of the time, the Electric Prunes, and I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. That was the Tomorrow's World. And these are the Electric Prunes, and I'll just listen to all the sounds on this.
Touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me.
Last night. You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
She's got that look in her eye and likes to play those games. She don't kiss on the porch. She says that that's too tame. And you hold her hand. She looks up at you and says you're so grand. You're in for loving, loving, yeah. You better be ready for the girl you thought you knew. Cause if you can't come up to her measurements, she won't ride.
Chris B. good for being told me you were through with me. And now, now, you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry.
Cry,
I want to hear you cry.
I cried
a river.
A reason why that one didn't sound too bad, wasn't there?
No, written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richard and produced by Mick Jagger.
Backstreet Girl on Immediate Records from Nikki Scott.
Yeah.
The Gamblers before that. Who Will Buy from...
From Oliver.
I didn't know. There's a real showtime boy.
Yeah, no.
You're a showtime lad man, aren't you?
That's actually still running in the West End. It's had many versions, but it's another production come out recently.
Yeah. One of the singles released on the 20th of January, 67.
As Billy Fury's backing band, The Gamblers.
Yeah, and Cry Me a River, a great version of Cry Me a River. Normally, Cry Me a River's very slow tune, but that was a great version by The Gamblers. And we began with the electric...
The keyboard player on that track... Jim, I've forgotten his name. Anyway, he was the original keyboard player with the Animals, and then he joined the Gamblers, and then later he joined the Alan Price set. They were a band from Newcastle, obviously.
And we began with the Electric Prunes, and I had too much to dream, not drink, although that's quite possible. Very. Too much to dream last night. And the B-side called Lovin', L-U-V-I-N, on the Reprise record label. Well, it's not sounding too bad, is it, Les? Despite not appearing to be inspiring.
We're getting towards that summer.
It's going to get good. It's going to get really good.
You can hear the vibes the collective mix of music actually coming together now.
The Beach Boys will have Heroes and Villains.
That. Yeah, of course, yeah.
And Beatles, release Sgt. Pepper. And the single will be All You Need Is Love. And Baby, You're a Rich Man.
I think it was the fusion of the... This was the...
It is. It's
people had started to smoke a bit.
It's the end of the
LSD R&B trip started.
It's coming towards the end of the blues boom in the R&B. And this was the next thing, wasn't it? Here's a band that are hanging on in there from that era. The Searchers and Popcorn Double Feature.
Everybody's going through changes. Everybody's got a bag of his own. Everybody's talking about places can only be found in the greater unknown. People are flying and babies are crying. Don't nobody care at all. There's love and there's laughter and good things come after. Just follow the dance ball. There's so much confusion that's built on illusion. What's making the music play? Popcorn double feature. Whole world's a funny fun. Black man is your teacher. No need to be alarmed. Not mine.
Popcorn double feature doesn't appear to been a hit. It was too good for its moment, early 1967, 20th of January to be precise. 56 of those singles taking us towards the top of the hour. The Tinkers and Carrick Fergus. Unless you get any more to say, Les.
No, not really.
Right on Pie Records, just like the Searchers were.
The Searchers was pretty good. I thought it was.
They sound like the Tinkers, don't they?
Yeah.
I wish I was in Carrick Fergus, only for nights in Ali Grant. I'd swim over the deepest ocean, the deepest ocean, my love to find.
The sea is wide, and I cannot swim over, and neither have I the wings to fly. If I could find me a handsome boatman to ferry me
happy hours I spent so long ago. My childhood friends and my kind relations have all passed on like melting snow. I spend my days in a endless roaming. Soft is the grass and sure my bed is free. Say of life, and it has been written, one chance you're granted, a chance I lost. The sands of time have fast run out on me, and it's too late now. Sick.
Now my days are numbered. Come all you young men and lay me down.
He's slumped. Bent has slumped.